Good afternoon. Thank you so much for asking me to speak briefly about human trafficking and about my street outreach to the women on the West Side. I'm thrilled to be here. I have never been to one of these. I'll be coming back, even if I'm not invited to speak. I'll be here. Thank you. Thanks. Pope Francis says about human trafficking that it is a wound on the body of Christ. This wound shows itself in many ways and to the most vulnerable in our entire world. This is not a problem that law enforcement and Homeland Security can solve alone. It's up to all of us to work to eliminate this horrific crime against humanity. Ohio is fifth in the nation for human trafficking. Columbus is second in the cities of Ohio for human trafficking. Those are staggering numbers. Between 1,100 and 1,400 children in Ohio alone go missing every year. Some are returned, some are not. And right now, we have two young ladies within the past 3 weeks, Peyton Young from Watterson, 17 years old, and Joanna, who is 14, from James DeLess. If you get on Facebook, you'll be able to see both of their pictures. Once a young lady goes missing, her appearance changes drastically because, of course, the traffickers don't want you to be able to recognize them. But I put out a plea to you today. Their parents are overwhelmed and they're suffering because they don't even know if their daughters are still alive. And of course, then drugs begin to come into it. We need to be vigilant and pay attention to the signs around us that could mean the difference between life and death to a person who is being trafficked. Without help, these women are condemned to a life of brutal rape, drug addiction, fear, despair, and severe pain, both emotionally and physically. Many of these women that I serve went to the streets because of rape, incest, abuse, parents using drugs, parental alcoholism, and the list goes on. These women had no one to help them get through the trauma they experienced as a child. So they went to the streets and to someone they thought would love them. But instead, it has proven to be a horrible existence. It's not living. It's just surviving. And one of the things I have learned from being on the streets with the women, they need compassion. They need love. They don't need judgment. It's not a choice. That's contrary to what a lot of people think, but it is. They are not out there because they want to be or because they make the big bucks. They don't. Not on Sullivan Avenue and not on West Broad. They need our help. They need our love. They need our prayers. Today at our Dominican Sisters of Peace table, I have left some information on human trafficking that you can pick up and take because it's very informative, because education and knowledge is power, and you will be able to see what is happening right here in Columbus, Ohio. Possibly during this Lent, we could do more to imitate Christ and to help restore others to dignity and to a fuller life in Christ. I'd like to end with a quote from St. Mother Teresa. If you want to change the world, go home and love your family. This is what's lacking a lot in our world, is loving our children. They have to get the love that they need. That's how they get security. That's how they learn boundaries. This is what keeps them home. And if you know someone is not loving their child but abusing them, pick up the phone and call 911. Because this is what needs to happen. We have to look out for one another. Thank you for your time, your love, your support, and your prayers. Thank you for this time. God bless you all.